Turkish official claims eastern Mediterranean part of Turkey's blue homeland. By Chris Tomlinson on January 15, 2021. Turkish government communications director Fartan Altun claimed the eastern Mediterranean Sea is part of his country's blue homeland, as tensions remain high in the region. Altun said on Thursday that some countries had been ramping up tensions in the area and that Turkey will never give up our rights and interests, while adding that the country did not want to abandon a diplomatic approach. He told Turkish radio that the eastern part of the Mediterranean Sea is an area to which Turkey has had a strong claim throughout history, and that the country still had such claims to a blue homeland today, Greek newspaper Ikafi Marini reports. The Turks are of course not native to the region. However, being a Central Asian people who colonized Asia Minor and a part of Europe after a series of wars of conquest. The concept of the Blue Homeland was developed by Turkish Admiral Cem Gurdeniz over a decade ago and refers to the maritime region near Turkey, which includes areas that Greece considers part of its territory in the Mediterranean and the Aegean Seas. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has also embraced the Blue Homeland doctrine and backed a maritime agreement with Libya, which Greece has labeled as illegal. The doctrine also manifested itself last year when the Turkish government sent the research vessel Oruç Race into the Mediterranean to conduct a seismic study to find natural resources and territory Greece claims as part of its exclusive economic zone, EEZ. Turkey also sends warships to prevent Cyprus from conducting similar research in its waters, deeming it not to be the interests of the Turkish population in the island's north, which became an unrecognized Turkish puppet state following an invasion in 1974. Tensions between Turkey and several European Union member states such as Greece, France, and Cyprus remain high, but earlier this week Turkey claimed that it wanted to repair the damaged relationship with the European Union. The turnaround in tone comes a month after NATO head Jens Stoltenberg called for more dialogue between EU member states and Western Turkey, as several members of the bloc had pushed for sanctions and possibly dissolving the customs union between the EU and Turkey. The Islamist-led country is, like Greece, a member of the NATO alliance. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.